They don't owe him anything. They don't.
No.
You're right. They absolutely don't have to do this. And his agent is probably, of the three parties here, the biggest villain.
Yeah.
But of all the players that have played in this era of Steelers football, this would be the guy to throw the bone to, I think. When they draft Derek Harmon and they say he's got Steeler DNA, we want him to learn from Cam Hayward. They want Derek Harmon to be the next Cam Hayward. Why? Because he's Mr. Do Everything Right. Give him $6 million bucks. Now, again, we could keep going around and around in a circle. Maybe he wants more than that. Mm-hmm. And if that's the case, then yeah, I've got a problem with it. But if this could all be solved with $6 million, I think you just bite the bullet if you're the Steelers. And I think you accept that if you're Cam and understand you can't get exactly what you'd ideally want in this situation.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, for me, Anthony brings up a great point.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, if you're negotiating since February, why accept the roster bonus if you want more money? Because then if you once you accept the roster bonus, that is your money. Like, that's what you're getting paid. And we've already paid you for the upcoming season. So why would we pay you even more when you already accepted what the bonus was?
I think, and I'm just trying to read the tea leaves here, I think in Cam's mind, so they laugh at him about the whole all-pro thing, right? I think in Cam's warped mind, he thinks, oh, they know I'm coming for it anyway. Like, I'll get the roster bonus, and they know I'm going to come for more money. They knew I was going to come for more money, and so eventually I'm going to get my more money because I just got it last offseason. They've bowed down to my wishes-ish, kind of, before they're going to do it again.
Mm-hmm.
But all this, Cam Hayward's a piece of trash. Miss me with that. And I know you're not doing that.